Okay, y'all. So.
Welcome.
Hello.
I can't stand. we call this Wet Wednesday.
WAP. Is that right? Is that the right
wet
word?
Wet ass pussy.
Is it WAP or WAP?
It's WAP.
Oh, okay, my bad. Okay.
You was on it.
When Amira and Nene, when the Amira Show and Nene and Knight collide. And then this week we brought Heather here, Brazilianaire.
Hello.
Yeah, we fucked up tonight.
Hey, extra fucked up.
I'll tell you, some shit gonna happen tonight.
It's gonna be some education going.
It is, because tonight we are talking about how ladies. I mean, we're gonna address some fellas too, but since we have pocketbooks, that's what we're gonna call them right now for this second until we break it down. Since we have them, we're gonna tell y'all how to keep some shit clean. Mm-hmm. That's why it's called keeping it clean, because you know, Facebook has disturbed me a little bit, and it disturbed Heather. Well, no, fuck Facebook disturbing Heather. Heather has to deal with vagina.
I see it every day.
She has to deal with vagina.
I think it's a great.
She has to deal with it all.
It's very
regular.
It's very interesting.
She has to see. I get to hear the stories, and I get to go in the bathroom and smell it.
I get to see it.
But she gets to see it.
You get to see it.
So you know, it's a amazing. Different ball game. So look, that's what we're gonna start with first. Start with what's up, Nate? What's some of the shit that you see?
Some of the things that I see is shit. Some of the things I see are shit. I see colorful discharge, if you will.
Okay.
What else do I see? As some people like to say, roast beef lips. I see that. And I smell.
Roast beef.
I smell a lot of different aromas, if you will.
That makes sense.
And I just see a lot of things. You see a lot of things, and shit being one of them.
I don't.
I'm sure.
Yeah, that's the honest guy truth. What the young folks said, we're gonna keep it real. That's what it is. I see shit, and I see colorful discharge, and I see slime.
Just like residue.
No, well, sometimes residue. Yes, okay. Residue being toilet paper. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Semen. But the young folks, nut. That's what it is.
You see, hold on, pause. Mm-hmm.
Wait.
Yeah, hold on, pause.
Mm-hmm.
You see leftover semen?
Leftover semen?
Yeah.
They still come in her lips.
Did she just fuck?
She must have.
Sometimes.
I hope she just did.
No, and here's the reason why I see it. Because they know, a lot of my clientele know, that you cannot have intercourse for 24 to 48 hours. So they want to get it in.
Right.
Before, you know, once they get their waxing. Yeah. So they get it in. They go hard in the paint. And they get it in. And then when they come to me, it's just where it is. Yeah.
They should have packed some baby wipes on them or something.
They
got to think a little smarter than that.
They don't know how to wipe.
Oh, Lord bless it.
Don't know how to wipe.
Oh, what? The baby still has semen in her lips. So.
Mm-hmm. I've seen herpes.
Okay. Oh, like a breakout?
Yes.
Oh, then you did you turn her away?
I did not turn her away. However, what I did say was, I said, sweetheart, you need to consult with your physician or your gynecologist.
Well, she didn't know.
You know what? A big part of me believes that they don't know. A big part of me believes that they just think, okay, I'm itching, you know, or there's a little sensation. I don't know what it is. A lot of them think maybe I'm just washing with something that I shouldn't be washing with.
Okay.
You know, a lot of them think, oh, maybe my underwear are too tight, you know, or maybe it's because I went exercising earlier. So a lot of them think that.
Okay.
They don't actually think that. They don't know. They are afraid of the unknown. How about that?
Herpes is not a death sentence, y'all.
It's really not. It's actually hella common.
A lot of us, very. A lot of people got it. Just
very.
And it's just dormant. They don't know they even have it.
Yeah.
It's so many people that's around here that has it. And the reason why people have it and they don't know, too, is because you can still transmit it if you're not having an outbreak.
Yes.
There are ways to transmit it that way. And a lot of people don't realize that either. It's not a death sentence. Just control it. Get with it. You feel me?
And believe it or not, the younger generation, they are more higher to contracting herpes because that's the, what's that game we play in college called beer ponging or whatever.
Beer pong?
You know, or you know when you throw the ball and you got to get the cup and you got to drink it.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Beer
but,
pong.
But you know you got the young people. Oh, well, that's my friend. Here, drink this, and they don't know, so they drink after their friend.
Right. Yeah.
And a lot of that saliva holds the, you know, herpes simplex.
Right.
So, and
there
they drink.
There are two types, and y'all don't... And
yes, herpes yes. simplex 1 and herpes simplex 2. Two. Yep. Herpes simplex 1 is a fever blister, a cold sore, per se. A lot of people don't know that, but yes, that is true.
Can y'all hear this?
Yes.
Okay.
I wasn't trying to do it. I was just
But yes, I've seen that. Well, fecal matter, same thing. Toilet paper.
That's fucking crazy. I feel so ignorant.
Listen, the reason why it pains me, y'all. Mm. I don't want you feel me. Don't think that I'm not judging y'all. I am not in a bad way. Let me tell y'all why I'm judging y'all. Because there are so many things that y'all could do mm-hmm. to prevent this stuff.
Yes.
There's so many. Here's the thing. If you were to come to me and, hey, Nene. Hey, Heather. Hey, Amira. There's a few of us. Hey.
Hey.
Yes.
What can I do to take better care of myself?
Yes.
I'd be like, listen here. I'm going to get you together. You feel me? Nobody will ever know. But the fact that y'all just do stuff.
Yeah.
And that y'all don't say nothing. Mm-hmm. And y'all really just, it pains me because... We too old for that shit.
And here's the thing. And like I said earlier, it's not. It's all the age groups. Let me put that out there. It's all the age groups. But it's mainly what we are seeing now is the younger generation. Younger generation being 25 and under,
mm-hmm.
because they're so busy trying to be cute on social media. That's what it is. They see women on Instagram or on Twitter or on Snapchat, and they're doing it for the gram, you know.
Right,
or Twitter saw it first, you know. They're so busy trying to be cute on the outside that they're not focused about the inside.
And
right,
then I
right.
think a lot of times their parents. I mean, let's be realistic. Let's be realistic. Just from something as simple as how many women actually don't know the difference between a vagina and how many women don't know the word vulva.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just from that. Oh, thanks. just from that, it tells you these girls didn't learn. So if their parents didn't teach them, somebody else they can't teach their kids, and so it's left out there to be unknown. You know, it's everybody calls it just simply the vagina. We're going to break it That's down it. A little bit, y'all. Mm-hmm. We're gonna break it down for y'all a little bit.
Where's my paper?
Right, the little drawing, yes.
Heather got a paper for us. We're going to break it down.
Yes. I think to touch on, I think that makes really sense in terms of like, okay, when you think of a vagina, you don't, off top, you don't think much of it, but you should because mm-hmm. it, I mean, just being like it's a vagina or, you know, your private area, it's, everyone's is different.
Yeah.
You need to learn about it as it is different to you, mm-hmm. as it is different to other people. Mm-hmm. I definitely went through a phase in college where I stopped wearing panties because I felt like it was the liberation or some shit.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out I'm a very sweaty ass female mm-hmm. and didn't understand the purpose of panties for me in that sense. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. I was fucking up. Like between I'm always being sweaty, tight clothing, or I was wearing rocking a lot of leggings and shit at the time, mm-hmm. having sex and shit, probably not properly cleaning myself. I don't know. It was fucking bad. I think I suffered from a lot of like yeast infections and
mm-hmm,
shit.
Mm-hmm.
It was bad.
And it's normal. It happens.
And yes, yes.
Know,
we good friends now, y'all. Me and my pussy, we good friends.
Hey, like, gotta be.
The thing about it is when it comes to the whole panty thing, a lot of women, here's the thing. Let me tell y'all something. I agree. You don't have to wear panties, but here's the kicker. Cotton panties do work better than cute shits.
Yes.
Cute for a little bit.
We found that Victoria's Secret.
Man, but them cute shits.
Those are just to be taken
off. Yeah, joke. A lot of people.
Shortly.
A lot of people joke on Walmart panties and shit. Them motherfuckers is comfortable.
Comfortable as hell.
The $5 ones in the box.
Man, yes.
They're healthier for your vagina.
Yes.
For your girl. Your whole.
Wicking away all that moisture
and
shit.
They're healthier for it.
Yes.
And here's the thing. When y'all not wearing panties, let me tell you. Here's the kicker. because I be seeing people say it, and I'm like, but I see her wear jeans a lot. Mm-hmm. And them ain't no damn cotton jeans. Mm. Why the hell? You know what I'm saying? Listen, cotton.
Scratching up that clitoris.
Cotton jeans. God, you know, the stretchy cotton jeans, they're fine. And you know what
Jeggings.
Jeggings. They're fine if you don't wear panties with them. Dresses, fine. Here's the problem. A lot of y'all wear tight-ass polyester jeans.
We're going to get on that. Mm-hmm. Dog,
why the hell would y'all not wear panties with them? Why the fuck would you risk your girl like
cute.
That?
They're
fuck
trying to be
that.
Cute. They're trying to be
fuck
cute.
Fuck that. Listen, fuck that cute shit. Mm. That is not cute. That is not healthy. Quit saying y'all, because I know some of y'all be saying, I see a lot of y'all, and y'all don't wear leggings every day. I don't see y'all wear leggings every day. These I got on right here, look. I even did. These are cotton shorts, okay? They cotton. They ain't even, they full cotton.
You came here hella comfy.
They look like polyester. They ain't even comfortable for real without
them twins ain't what you want. Polly and Esther. That's what the old folks say. Polly and Esther.
And these is cotton. And one day I was like, okay, I'm going to just try these on just to see. They ain't even comfortable with no panties. Man, I put my cotton panties back on so fast. Listen, I'm dead like... Because I be seeing y'all.
Hey, that piece of material rubbing up like this right
mm-hmm.
here.
And,
right on that.
Which causes
and
other issues.
And my clip
issues,
be chilling out, so.
Which causes other issues.
I got to
issues.
Put it away.
So I'm like, that shit, listen. Fuck mm-hmm. that. Put wear panties
and to piggyback off what Nene's saying, let me explain something to y'all. You smell you before we smell you.
Facts!
Okay? So with that being said, if you walking around with some jeans on, some Miss Me jeans or some what's the Rocks? Do they make them for women too?
I think they do.
Okay,
yeah.
Wranglers, Levi's, whatever.
And
you ain't got no drawers on, and you happen to sit down and that puff of air come up, you gonna smell you before we smell you.
Now, if you know, and don't get it to it, don't act like you are so immune to your smell. Listen, here's the thing: when
you
they
smelled yourself,
when they say that. Every woman has a smell. They didn't say odor. There's a difference between a smell and an odor.
An odor. Mm-hmm.
You know the difference.
That's pheromones. Pheromones.
Yes. Every woman has a natural pheromone.
That's what
every
draws
the
sex
to us. That's
why
y'all know when they say y'all to put on pheromone spray, if y'all ever done it, y'all all smell different.
Yes.
It's because everyone has natural ones. Listen,
yes.
Now, an odor.
That's
an odor is a sign
that's
of a
different.
Lot
Lord,
of shit.
Lord Jesus.
Because here's the problem. If you start smelling yourself and you got an odor, it could be a yeast infection.
Mm-hmm.
And don't get it twisted.
Yeah.
Listen. Yeast infections do not necessarily always come from you having a dirty vagina.
No, it does not.
No.
Because a lot of medications cause yeast infections.
Yeah.
UTI medicine.
Yeah, UTI. Something. I've had certain diabetes pills, and they like yeast infections. I'm like, this is fucked up.
And they end up, I'm going to give you this to lower your cholesterol.
But I'm going to give you this
big old white pill, because it might cause you a
yeast
infection.
You're going to have a yeast infection.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So everything, don't get it twisted, everything is not necessarily coming from you being unclean or you fucking dirty.
It's a fucking
penises.
Vagina.
And so don't be scared to go, if you have to do it, you can try over-the-counter yeast infection.
That bitch got a mind of her own.
Don't be scared to go get them. Don't be scared somebody going, because it's a lot of things that can cause yeast infections.
Yeah.
And
if you don't treat
it,
it can. If you don't treat it, it's going to get worse over time.
Definitely
over,
is. Yeah. Now the other smells, like I said, you can have STDs, STIs.
Mm-hmm.
One of the biggest ones that a lot of women have is bacterial vaginosis.
Mm-hmm.
Now I don't know if y'all see my post a lot, but I always say it's funny. Dirty dicks causing BV, so you know knocking.
I thought that was the only way to catch it.
I said dirty dicks causing knocking pH out since the 99 and the 2000s. Because here's what y'all don't realize, fellas. This is for y'all. Listen. It's a delicate, our vaginas are very delicate.
Yes.
And a lot of times when y'all washing with certain soap or y'all not washing, y'all dicks it out. I don't know what y'all do. If you're sweating all day and you having sex with multiple women,
mm-hmm.
you're risking throwing off someone's pH.
Mm-hmm.
A woman's pH has to be balanced
mm-hmm.
in order for it to work. Because when they say the vagina is a self-cleaning tool, it is. But if her pH is not balanced,
mm-hmm.
guess what it's not going to do? It's not gonna self clean, and here comes bacterial vaginosis. Y'all know when y'all got BV. Y'all know when y'all got.
Mm-hmm.
There is no way around knowing that you have BV or a yeast infection. You know,
mm-hmm.
you know. When she start itching, listen, you know you got something. When you start smelling some stuff.
And to piggyback off of what Nene said, a lot of men, and me and my assistant talked about this. A lot of men think, "Oh, dog, she wet, she gushy." It was creamy. Let me explain something to y'all, fellas. baby, listen. Just because she was creamy, that don't mean that's the right cream that you want, okay? Now, the cream that I want is inside of a Krispy Kreme donut. That's the difference, okay? That's what you want. What you don't want is when you go down there and you pull off a panties and them lace panties, when you pull them off with your finger and you be like, yeah, and you do it and you see, that's when you stop. Because if you go down there and it's chunky. It's chunky. Mm. It's slimy. It cottage cheese.
I've had cottage cheese.
And I've seen curdle milk before. Like cottage cheese, curdle milk.
That's that old milk. Yeah. That's that old buttermilk. That's what it is.
If it looks like that, and ladies, if you touch yourself and it looks like that, you know what you're going to see.
I heard somebody say, if your woman put her, if you put her, your fingers down there and let her taste them, and she's like,
I posted something like that before. Yeah. Listen, because here's the thing.
That's a great indicator. Because yeah. I'm going to lick that shit up. If I know what's up.
It's me. I know me.
If she jumps back, that's a fucking problem.
Yeah. Yeah.
Even if she don't want to smell it, like, hold up.
This is your monkey. This is your pocketbook. And if I do one of these and do one of that.
Your pocketbook, your pot of gold.
What you mean you don't want to touch and taste yourself? That's how you supposed to get in tune with your body. You supposed to know what you feel and look and taste
like. I didn't even think of that. Yes. That's a great indicator right there.
Now listen. Yes. If she don't want to do it, there's no way in hell that you should want to do it.
You bet not. I'm sorry.
It's not happening.
And don't say we're being nasty. It's all a portion of being intimate. This is intimacy.
That's what you do
when you have sex. When you're with your partner or whomever, and y'all want to get into it real nasty.
There's the cute side and there's the ugly side.
Yeah.
And it's all the same thing.
They don't do the smell test no more, fellas. That's because we season.
That's because we season. We're talking about the young folk. The young folk, they're trying to be cute.
They just dive in. They just go.
What's the trace? I'm about to dive. That's it.
That's it right there.
That's all they get. They don't do that no more.
They don't do the smell test no more.
They think, oh, she cute. Look at her. She got a 27 piece. She got the baby hairs laying down. She's cute. I see her on Instagram. And she got them clear shoes with the thick sole.
They're not thinking with the right head.
And they think, oh, she must be good. She must be clean. Negative.
It's all love, ladies. We just want you to take care of yourselves. Yes. Be honest with yourselves.
Yes, this is all educational.
It's your vagina. It's your business. It doesn't have to be anyone else's business. This is all educational.
Mm-hmm.
And we all been there, done that.
Yes.
You've been dealing with it.
Yes.
We've been dealing with it. Yes. This is life.
And I can guarantee you it's going to be a male or a female that's going to watch this and they're going to be like, damn.
That's what that shit was in my damn panties.
That's what that was. Well, you know, hey, bro, you know, I was over and I was hitting the dog rib. It was gushy. And then I smelled something and I was like, damn. Y'all gonna think back like, damn, that's what that really was. That's what that was.
That's what that was, honey.
That's what that was. Yes.
That's what that was.
Yes. So, and what I want to touch on is wiping.
After that, touch on douching.
Yeah, I will. Yeah. Wiping.
We're going to talk about
what women need to understand wiping. You need to wipe front to back. Do not wipe back to front. That's why I don't be seeing shit when I be doing
wiping. Y'all know what this don't. The reason why that is because your ass is in the back.
Mm-hmm.
You do not want any.
You
don't want
to wipe any of that shit. Any
coming because it will.
Now break it down. Fecal means what?
Shit.
Thank you.
I'm sorry.
There you go.
To break it down.
There you go.
You have to break it down.
My bad. But yeah, you don't want any of that.
Now listen. Now, young people, listen. Hold this, baby.
I got
listen.
You.
This is what the season folks do. Season folk, when we in the shower, we do need to put that foot up there like that.
Yeah.
That's how you wash.
Yes.
Okay. You put your foot up on the ledge.
I'll up in there.
And you wash. Now when you go to the bathroom and when you wipe, and see, when you don't, because you don't want to hit your hand in the water, you lightly sit up a little bit and you do one of them. Okay.
Throw break
that
it down,
and
though.
Then you flush the toilet.
Listen.
You gotta do what you gotta do.
See, a lot of y'all too be trying to be cute.
While she talking about the bathtub real quick, we gotta talk about this real quick. We gonna talk about the other stuff. We gonna get to the dish and all that. But listen, while she talking about the bathtub, so listen, the reason, like I said, I've done this live more than once, and I keep doing it because I'm gonna keep doing it until y'all get it. I seen a post that somebody said something about. What did she say? She said, girls wash. No, this is what she, I'm going to say exactly. She said, girls wash their vagina, the whole part, with soap.
My Lord.
Listen, I'm going to break this down. Look.
Picture.
Hold on.
Picture.
I got to get close.
Okay, Nene, she said, sometimes girls wash the vagina, their whole.
The whole part.
They wash the whole part.
Like the whole part is.
The vagina.
Okay. Proceed. Anatomy lesson 101. Let's go.
Y'all see the whole.
We need a clarification.
Okay, we're going to call it the muscular. Look, I'm in here leaning up and stuff, and people walking to the door.
It's okay.
All right. I'm glad you know what kind of. What's up, cuz? So, listen, though. So, the muscular tube that comes from the outside to the cervix, that's your vagina.
Show the picture. Back it up a little bit.
That little hole right there.
You got another. There you go. Okay.
Vagina.
If y'all can't read my handwriting, I'm sorry.
Is your vagina. It says vagina. That is the only part of your pussy. It's called the vagina.
That's it.
Nothing else is the vagina.
Hands down.
That's it.
Nothing else.
That's it.
The part that protects all of that is called the vulva. It's all in the vulva. The vulva is your home for your vagina.
Yes.
Say it again.
Shelter.
Shelter
from the storm.
Now hold on. Stop now. Now labia, like we said the other day, labia is Latin for lip. Okay, you have your labia majora and you have your labia minor. Majora means major or big, and minor means little or small. Okay,
the whole thing is called the vulva. You got labia majora.
You learning, huh? That's right.
And you gonna wear your mask when you go down there?
We got streets in the building.
You
gonna
wear your mask when you go down there?
We can't forget about the pubic mind.
Streetway. He learning about the vagina.
Can y'all read that word?
That's your pubis mound. That's the top of a woman, or as we like to call the mound.
Yeah, there you go.
The top part.
The clitoris. Y'all know where where it is.
The young folk call it. That's my clit. You medical term. Your clitoris.
Did y'all know? Hold up. Did y'all know that y'all got a clit and a urethra open? Did y'all know it?
Did you know, ladies, that you have four holes? You have your mouth, which is a hole. You have your urethra opening, which is where your pee comes out.
Sure, with that.
You have your vagina, which is where the baby's head come out, or where the penis go in.
Yep.
And then last but not least, you have your anus, your anal cavity. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Your urethra opening. Right here. Well, a lot of people think the clit, urethra,
Oh,
Lord.
Here we go. Don't you want a girl that knows all about her pussy?
Look, I had to catch my comments. I was like, we're trying to give her a cleaner pussy, but my pussy clean. But anyway, no, for real, because I think it's important, because if y'all out here having sex and y'all don't even know where your vagina is, it's a problem for me.
It is.
You cannot have sex and not know where your vagina is.
Yeah.
But
again, that's what I said. It's the younger generation, 25 and under.
I've caught people my age, and that should be making me want to cry.
Well, yeah.
I will
say
that. Yeah. You know they're out there.
Yeah, and it's a lot of our younger ladies, the younger, older, seasoned, supposed to be women, who don't even know that they have a problem. They don't know that they have an STD or an STI. They just think, this is a normal smell or this is a normal look.
Listen,
they don't know.
And so the whole little argument with the soap thing, now let's get on it. Listen.
Yeah.
Your vagina.
The soap in the dish, yes.
Your vagina shall not be washed with soap. If you're going to, here,
let me give y'all a kicker.
Y'all going to dush, y'all can dush with plain water.
Or vinegar.
If y'all want to dush with that.
Vinegar.
I didn't know vinegar. That's
vinegar.
Dope.
Yes.
Well, because vinegar doesn't
have... Apple cider vinegar.
It doesn't have a lot of additives in it, so you feel me?
It's natural.
When it's something's natural...
So I didn't know you couldn't put up
dish, but you know, Summer's Eve used to put it out there, the dish helps you pH balance. Balances you off.
Let's just talk about Summer's Eve altogether, okay? Let's go there.
If she got Summer's Eve in her bathroom,
Cletus, look, I'm going to need you to do what Forrest did. I'm going to need you to do what Forrest did over at Greenbow, Alabama, and run your ass on from Greenbow to L.A. and back, okay? Now, listen, this is what Summer's Eve, this is what it is. Even though it says for sensitive skin, and they got those different colors, the orange and the pink and the purple and the blue. Even though it says that, it still has a fragrance to it, and therefore it still throws off your pH balance, giving you that gushy feeling,
so
and also giving you that cheesy shit. Okay. You don't want to do that. Summer's Eating at, you go to Family Dollar off up in the women's section. There's that pink box.
Yeah.
And it got dish on it. Dishes have been shown that it actually, the contents or the fluid, the liquid.
Because Webby, you feel me, she constantly cleaning and dishing up pussy, and then y'all all went to dish, and then y'all
right.
fucked it up.
Right, yeah, and y'all fucked it up. Don't listen to everybody like that. What it does, the liquids or the contents or the fluid, it actually pushes everything back up inside of you.
Yep.
Causing a bigger bacterial infection or a bigger problem. So if you do want to dish per se, take those contents or that liquid out of the bottle, and then you want to clean it out real good, and then you put in your vinegar or what have you.
And so listen, so
yes for the water, yes. It's Wet Wednesday, y'all.
It is. It's Wet Wednesday. So listen. Shit. Say less. I got a mouth. Let me drink this water.
There you go.
So you can listen. When I say you can wash certain things with soap, let me tell you something here. Listen, I'm gonna tell y'all. I'm a Dove person. I'm a Dove sensitive skin person. Okay?
Yes, the light Dove, blue label.
Yes, yeah. No, sensitive skin, light greenish, bluish. Yeah,
teal, same, teal, yeah. Teal. Yeah. Aqua.
Yeah.
So Dove sensitive skin. Because here's the thing, you can wash your labia.
Yeah.
With soap.
Now, let's stop right there. Now, the drawing that I have, again, you hold that for me, baby.
I got you.
So, the drawing that I have, it shows, again, you have your labia majora, which is your big lips. You have your labia minor, which are your little lips, okay?
The baby lips.
There is skin that is between the two. So what us old folks season
leg,
do?
That's why
we
the
put
tub.
That leg on the edge of the tub and take that washcloth like this and do like that. Okay, and what we do now?
Leg on the tub work.
Now, if you choose not to use soap, that's fine. I'm gonna need you to take that shower head off that wall right there and put it.
Rinse that shit off.
Right there like that.
Don't come too quick.
That's how you get an orgasm. Anyway.
Or
you can do what my assistant said. You can actually
sit right up under.
So it's up to you. Okay. Yeah, we did it. And we did it. Hey, you got to be in tune with yourself.
Listen. Okay. This shit feel good. I'm sure. But so listen. Because here's the thing. Like, I know this. They had the point to say, I too doing it. Doing her. So, you feel me? We got the labias. We washing them. We cleaning them. Mm-hmm. Now, we got a clit.
Yeah. There you go.
Okay. We're going to call it little baby.
Little baby dick.
Yeah, little baby penis. Mm-hmm. Little baby dick. That's what we're going to call it.
Because technically, that's what it is.
That's what it is.
And so listen. It has a... Yes. Okay, so, listen. When you cleaning your clit, some of y'all have bigger clits than the others, so it's easier to clean your clit.
Yeah,
but y'all, we have hoods to the clit.
Mm-hmm. Foreskin.
You got to get under there.
You have got to move that skin back.
You got to clean it.
And this is what men who are not circumcised, this is what they have to pull that foreskin back and cleanse around the head of the penis.
If you are not circumcised, please wash your dick. Period. Oh God, I don't care if you are circumcised. Wash your dick thoroughly.
Please.
And listen, but here's the thing. It's better for y'all to use some Dove sensitive soap too, especially if y'all trying to fuck somebody.
Yeah.
Because that dick has to go work.
Inside.
Ladies, when it comes to using lube, water-based is the only lube that you
all
can be
day.
Using
water.
If you are going to have intercourse. Okay?
Yes.
Okay.
Not no silicone, Becky. That's going to start burning.
No. Do not. Ooh. Now, if you want to play with your clit a little bit with a little silicone on the toy, but you shouldn't use silicone on certain toys anyway. Just listen. Water base is easier because you have to guess and check which toys are silicone because it'll break it down and then you'll
and
have
some people
be
are allergic
up.
To silicone.
Yeah, so yeah. Just water based lube, and it'll make your life a lot easier and it's safer for you.
Yes.
It's better for you. So just get some water-based lube. Don't even worry about the silicone shit. I know we sell it. We promote.
Give them a lube. Give them a suggestion. Yeah. I've heard Astroglide.
Just call me.
It's pretty dope.
Just call me.
Just call Nene.
Astroglide is for intercourse. Yes, that's
yeah. Cool. Yeah.
Now
yeah.
If you want to do a backdoor play. Then of course,
they
I thought that was good for anal too.
They have anal ease lube that's actually specifically for the anal.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah. And then you want something back there that's actually going to help it keep lubricated. To
True.
Keep it lubricated,
keep
excuse
it.
Me. Yeah. Yeah, I said it all wrong. You want something to keep on keep it
Plus
lubricated.
I got something for you with that toy too. That one, I got. You.
Oh, the one that I saw.
I'm gonna show you something.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
What?
Okay. So yes. All right.
Everybody sells toys now.
Everybody.
All three of us actually sell toys.
Yeah.
If y'all need some toys, we all sell toys.
We got you.
You feel me? If y'all need some toys, y'all need some lube. That's why I tell y'all. If y'all call me, listen. If I don't get it, I can get it. And if I ain't got it in, I'll check. I check with like I have a network that I go through to check. Like I hit up Tiffany. Hey, Tiffany. got this. Hey, could nice. Y'all got any of this shit?
Let me look. Let me check my palm palette.
Because somebody asked me for a toy, and I was like, hey, you got that in stock? I told the girl, I said, if she got it in stock, I'm going to just send you over. You feel me?
Right.
Because it works out, because we need more. If you want to sell toys, call us. You feel me? We can start a network out here. You feel me? We ain't stand you with the money at all. It's just money.
It's plenty out here for everybody.
You might know some people I don't know. You feel me? So let's if y'all want to sell toys, hit us up. You feel me?
Hi.
But
hi.
Listen, while we're talking about cleaning of the vaginas and toys,
make sure you clean your toys.
You gotta clean the toys.
Clean your toys.
And fellas, hold up. I'm gonna. Hold on, because I'm gonna. Speak
Mama,
to this.
What's
listen.
This?
I got something to
I
say.
Did that to my mom. It was a nice, big, fat-ass purple dildo. I was like, what the fuck is on your bed?
Don't touch your mama. I gotta tell y'all this up close to purpose. Fellas, if y'all got toys in y'all fucking house that y'all using, do not use the same toy on a different bitch. That is nasty as fuck.
Wait, that's all
trifling
as hell.
Don't do that.
You need a toy per bitch.
If you want to use a toy with another bitch, you buy one.
You need a toy per bitch. Don't be cheap and don't be lazy.
Each bitch to have their own toy at your house.
Don't be cheap and don't be lazy.
Because that is trifling. I don't care how things.
You're not going to have all your bitches use the same toothbrush in your house. Don't have them use the same shit.
What's that smell? That ain't me. Why I got that piece of lint on it right there? What is that? Is that toilet paper? Wait a minute. Why that dry? Is that crust? Or is that cream? What?
And I'm walking right out the door.
Maybe like I cleaned it, bitch. I don't give a fuck what you thought you did to it.
I need all my toys vacuum sealed.
If you want me
locker.
To use a toy, I'm either bringing my own. I better be fresh out the package, and I send you back at the store or some shit.
I just got to bring my
we
own.
We will not share toys. Mm-mm. I got a bag full. You ain't got to worry about that shit. I'm so glad I ain't got to worry about that shit.
Right. Anyway.
I'm so glad I ain't got to worry about that shit anyway. I've heard of people, you feel me? I've heard of dudes, I'm like, they like they got a toy chest. I'm like, that's cool and all. Mm-hmm. But like, do you got a toy chest? What'd you say?
It's some real dicks. Oh, they sure real dicks though.
I know, listen. But listen, they sharing real dicks, and that's why, listen, they ain't cleaning their dicks. That's why they been fucking up girls' pH balance.
pH balance is
off. Because they sharing their dick, too. They sharing their dick, they sharing their toys, they sharing it all. Y'all fucking up bitches. Y'all be mad at her.
Yeah.
Then y'all be mad at her because she got BV. No, bitch, you gave it to her. It was you. Then y'all be mad at her because she got chlamydia. No, bitch, you gave her chlamydia. It was you.
They still don't understand.
They don't want to take it. Mm-mm. They don't want to take Mm-mm. it. Mm-mm. Dudes don't want to take responsibility for... Stop. If y'all do share y'all dick, no, ladies got to take responsibility for that.
And some of them still, her mom too.
Females got it. Because here's the thing. At the end of the day, this is what I always tell people. If you do have intercourse with somebody and y'all was to catch some shit, both of y'all going to eat that up because neither one of y'all goes to the clinic together to figure out where y'all got it from.
Right.
Nobody went to the clinic ahead of time.
Right.
Eat that shit up.
Right.
Take that shit as a hit on the head, as a lesson learned. Strap up, and even strapping up sometimes don't always work. Y'all do know condoms do not protect from all STDs.
And you always talk about that.
Not from all.
You always talk about that.
So it's better to go get tested. If you don't, if you're risking it, if you're out here risking the sex toys, it's on you. You feel me? But
yeah. Yeah.
It's the truth.
Yeah.
It's the truth.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what you risk. I mean, you risk it every time, especially if you're not monogamous. If you risk it. Huh?
Yeah, just say sex with these toys.
I mean, if you want to put a condom on the porn stars, put a condom on the toys.
Listen, what?
But
they do put them on their toys. I be watching them put them on their toys, and then they be fucking all the porn stars with the same. Look, you gonna switch the condom
with the same?
Listen.
Right.
Now, porn teaches you a lot. How about porn teaches you a lot? But what porn don't teach you is how to clean your monkey.
They don't. But no, I don't put condoms on my toys because my toys are
my toys.
My toys, right.
My
the
toys.
The only place they go is
in me.
I mean, that's what lube is for.
Mm-hmm.
And the lube definitely alleviates
lube
all that.
Lube's for toys, too.
You have to put on toys, too, sometimes. So you won't burn yourself out and mess yourself up. Lube lubes you up, period.
I'm saying after year or two of her just messing with a toy,
She just messing with the toy. That sound like she called up the toy and was like, "Hey, toy."
She thinks that can't nothing do her better, so she just go to a toy.
Right. I bet the motherfucker got a kind of blisters on the
shoe. No.
Now that's why you switch it up.
Buy new toy.
I mean, listen, I'm gonna tell you something. Usually, a toy shelf life. Usually.
No, product shelf life. Yeah, not that.
It depends. Product, I mean, usually life.
If you use
it a certain amount of times, eventually it's gonna burn itself out. It's gonna die. You're gonna be mad.
Yeah.
The batteries is gonna not work one day. The batteries. You're gonna change the battery
right in the pussy.
You're gonna put.
What's wrong with it?
You're gonna put new batteries so in it, and it still ain't gonna work.
Because you're gonna be happy. You're gonna be like, "Hey,
bitch, it's a flashlight."
Look. Been there, bitch. If you don't come on, bitch, what the hell? Out of remote batteries.
You talking bad to your toys and shit.
I had you for 14 years. Why ain't you working now?
And then on top of that, that's why I said don't use silicone lube with silicone toys because it breaks down the toys.
Yes.
It breaks them down.
That's a friction burn.
And that's a friction burn. And then you're going to get the little particles of the toy. The little particles of the toy be out. Don't do it.
Then it's going to start deteriorating, which means melting, and then it's going to be in your pussy.
In your pussy.
That's why I say just use water-based.
Go vegan. Go vegan. Don't go human. Go vegan.
You can go human. You can go human and vibrator together. They are amazing. That's together. Nice, they are friends. Yes.
Okay. I'm sorry. Anyways.
No, human. I felt that too.
Human,
I felt that too.
Human and a little vibrator. Sometimes it's amazing. Fellas, nice use toys. Fellas, don't be ashamed.
Okay, anyways, because I had a thought. Anyways.
Let's get that thought.
Go ahead.
You had a different type of thought.
Whole different type of thought.
Mm-mm. No, nothing. God is good. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Okay, so what else will we talk about? Oh, Yoni Stings.
Yes.
Yoni Stings, yes. So if you are experiencing any kind of bacterial vaginosis, or any kind of yeast infections, it is highly recommended that you find someone to do a yoni sting for you.
Just call Heather. She's fine.
Just call Heather.
You can call me. You can call other people. But yes.
Well, no, I mean, I think for sure, mm-hmm. I only know two people that I know for sure that do them. Mm-hmm. There are a lot more, but
Heather, Miracle, you're my first.
Miracle Yoni does them, and Heather, the mm-hmm. lady Brazilian nerd, does mm-hmm. them. I've seen a lot of people go to these two people.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say, for me, if I'm going to recommend two people, I'm going to recommend them. Don't, mm-hmm. no offense to anyone else. Those are just the people that I see,
We promote it all the time.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and they do. For me. I've seen them talk to a couple people about it, and that's the only people I see, so that's what I'm going to promote.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to send you to nobody that I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Like I told, I was telling Heather and them, listen, I'm a sex expert. I'm not a vaginal steam expert, okay? So when y'all ask me stuff, and I'd be like, shit, I don't know.
It's because
sex experts have different sex.
Mm-hmm.
I teach you how to fuck. To help you fuck. Now, do Yoni steams help you fuck better? The reason why they can, it's a lot of benefits to that. You know, it's a lot
of benefits. They definitely tighten that shit up.
Yeah.
Especially yeah. that part. Because, listen, like I told him a long time ago, I learned hot water. Definitely
snap that pussy.
Definitely
back.
helps you get back. But it definitely will help you in that area. But it'll definitely help you in that area. But if y'all ask me anything about a yoni steam, I'm gonna tell you to slide in their DMs because you feel me. I can teach you. Feel me? I can say, hey, it's one of the things that can help you have sex better. But you feel me? I'm not a.
Whole classes too.
What kind of class are you?
Hold
on. Why y'all ask him that?
I was trying to figure out shit. We need some money. What kind of class?
What is it? You know why these bitches love me? Why? He's like,
she don't give a fuck. Okay.
But no, Yoni Steams, they don't help you fuck better, but they make your session better.
They ain't gonna teach you how to fuck. Yeah, Yoni Steam can't teach you.
You got to learn that through life.
It's similar. I don't know if y'all know. It's a similar to y'all. Well, okay, Yoni. Y'all know Yoni eggs. Y'all know what Yoni eggs are, right? I think maybe.
Yeah, now break it down, because some
folks
don't
know. Okay, so Yoni eggs are like cousins to cake.
First of all, what does Yoni mean? How about that?
Oh, let's start there.
See? No, we're not. Not a bitch named Yanni. No.
The no. chick name
Yanni. No.
No, we ain't Yanni, talking about her.
Yanni is another word for saying vagina or
pussy
or pocketbook, yeah, monkey, whatever.
Yanni's actually.
Pot of gold.
There you go. Monkey sting.
Yanni's sorry. A little,
what?
Yeah.
It's a little cuter word. It's,
yeah.
It's kind of sexy if you ask me.
It
like,
kind of is.
My Yanni smell like pineapples. No, it don't.
But if y'all know, so that Yanni sting, there's a lot of Yanni things that people use. But Yanni eggs is one of them. Mm-hmm. Yanni eggs and Kegels are cousins. Here's the difference.
Yes, though. They are.
I said cousins. They're mm-hmm. not brothers and sisters.
Right.
Because Yanni eggs have different, as far as like spiritual benefits.
Yes.
And sometimes Yanni eggs don't come out.
Yeah. And here's
I was
the
about
thing.
To say.
Well, yeah. See, here's the thing. I need
the one where you could. There's a hook.
Well here's
where
the
I could
thing.
Pull
the reason why they don't come out though is because it does help you.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, you'll learn how to suck them in.
Uh-huh.
And push them out.
That's gonna call your Kegels.
That's when you learn how to control your Kegel muscle. You'll be amazing, motherfucker.
Look, I'm doing it right now.
Yeah. I was about to say, every 5 minutes.
That's it.
When I can think about it.
Yeah, but listen, that shit, don't do that shit at work. It's just dangerous.
Don't do it at work?
Listen, I was.
Because when you go to push,
It depends on what you're doing at work. Because I was fucked up. I was trying to do Kegel exercise at work, and I fucked around and had, you feel me? You started feeling too good, and I was like, fuck this shit. I got to talk to these members. But you can do Kegel exercises all the time. But they do cause, or you can't orgasm.
Mm hmm. And also take it a step further.
I never
further,
came off of the exercise.
And also take it a step further. If you are an older woman, your doctor will tell you to buy some Benoit balls to actually help you work out that
what?
Muscle. Yeah.
Benoit. What? Okay, well,
yeah,
say,
he will help you. It helps Benoit, you with that muscle. The bladder muscle.
Benoit's are the balls. You know, if y'all see the little balls you can play. You know how they look like the little balls you can play with?
Like the boys that everybody's.
There you go. Yeah, and Cyrus and Sirius doing like this. That's Benoit balls.
Basically, Benoit balls, Kegels, and Yanni's are all cousins.
Yeah.
Yanni eggs do come with strings.
Yes.
So you can use a string or you don't have to.
Yeah.
But with the Kegel or Yanni, either one of those, you start large and go small. The reason why you start larger, depending on what your level is because it's training. You're training yourself. You're training yourself to be able to keep the small one in.
Mm-hmm.
You're training yourself to work your muscles to where you tighten yourself up to enough to where you can hold the small one in
mm-hmm.
without it slipping out. That mm-hmm. that's the thing. So you yeah. get small. When you get small, you're basically a pro.
Yes, when you get that good, you can milk
a
dick.
The Yanni egg does come out.
You can literally milk
a
dick.
And that's what it is. That's what it is. That's what it is. If you
can control a man's cum.
That's it. If you are having sex, it's what the old folks. And you riding right, and you riding him, and you start squeezing, and he do one of these. I mean, you're doing it right. Now if you squeeze it, and he be like. That means you ain't doing it.
You ain't doing it
right because you got to squeeze it.
You
got to squeeze it. And we ain't talking about clenching
you
your ass cheeks together.
More.
We ain't talking about none of that. You squeezing. And he do one of these.
He got that
yeah.
face.
That's it. That's it.
Literally, you exercise.
See? Now, okay, then let's talk about the
women
egg.
Are the devil.
A Yanni egg, some people like to refer to it as a tampon. No. What it is, it's like a little net, like a piece of mesh almost,
yeah.
That has a string attached to it, and you insert it and keep it inserted in the vaginal canal, for 3 days. That's why I don't like them.
No.
I don't like them. I don't like them.
I don't want them hanging out in there that long.
I think Yanni eggs more so are for people who have certain spiritual benefits they're trying to get from, because sometimes Yanni eggs can be made out of certain crystals,
mm-hmm.
like the rose quartz and stuff. So
yes.
If you have certain spiritual benefits that you're trying to, if you're trying to get out of them, they're made out of, I got a crystal Yanni egg at home.
Mm-hmm.
Now here's the thing, it's like I said, it's not for me,
mm-hmm.
and it's not. Now Kegels, I don't particularly use Kegel balls or anything because I do know how to, exercise my Kegel muscles.
Yes, yeah.
But I do sell Kegel balls. I'll sell you some Kegel balls, you feel me? If you ain't got no money, I'll teach you how to do them without Kegel balls. Up to you. Whether you want to pay.
I told you, we're doing it right now.
That's as simple as squeeze.
We're doing it right now.
Squeeze, flex,
but yeah, Kegel,
let go.
Kegel, work your Kegel muscles, ladies, because they can, when you learn how to control your Kegel muscles, you have strong as fuck orgasms. Your orgasms are amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Say the muscle again.
Kegel.
Is it Kegel or Kegel?
It is Kegel.
It's however you say it.
It's
oh, okay.
Kegel. Same thing. I mean, you can say it either
tomato,
way.
Tomato,
tomato. Okay. Yeah, I've always said Kegel. I mean, as long as people know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
But I say it depends on how we say it. But Kegel, technically, a lot of people say Kegel. I say Kegel, whatever.
Yeah.
Tomato. Kegel, Kegel.
But whatever. It's the same. Okay.
Y'all know what the hell I'm saying. K-E-G-E-L.
Right, you know what the fuck I'm saying.
You know what the hell I'm saying. But yeah, but we sell them. You feel me? If you need some, we can help you out. I can teach you how to do it on your own. Because once you learn how to work your body, lady, it's amazing things you can do with your
now, wait a minute, let me say something right quick. Your Kegels, you can't get up there and clean them. Okay. I'm just being honest. Cause just like your G spot, you can't get up there and clean that. Okay. But am I lying about it?
You can't get up in there.
Your Kegels, you can't get up there and clean.
She just threw me off when she said that.
What? Because I can guarantee right. you somebody's going to watch this and they're going to be like, well, how I clean that? Baby, you can't clean that, baby.
You can keep that.
You can't clean that. That's too far.
Keep that strong.
What? You can't clean them.
You can't clean those.
Baby, you can clean the Kegel balls or Ben Wabow. Baby, you can't clean your Kegel. You can exercise it and move it, but you can't clean it. You can't clean your G-spot.
You clean your toys with regular, without toy cleaner and regular,
it's still dirty. If you put your dildo or your toy in the dishwasher, it's still dirty. Matter of fact, you done infected all the dishes. You got to re-clean the baby's sippy cup. You got to re-clean the baby's sippy cup.
I would use the same sensitive stuff I suggest y'all use. I would use it on a toy too, because the toy goes where? In your vagina. So I would definitely suggest using your toy. If you're going to clean it with anything, use some sensitive soap.
But it real good. But sometimes when people do that, they actually mess up the toy.
Yeah, it depends on the toy.
And the manufacturer.
Let me make that clear, because look at the toy, because it'll tell you how to clean it.
Yes, it will.
It will.
Toy cleaner is made safe.
Oh, are you saying read the directions?
I think she did just say read the directions.
I told them to read the directions. Oh, damn. Shit, I didn't tell you that.
You know, some folks don't do that.
You have to tell people to read the directions.
You know, some folks don't do that.
I prefer...
They will Google first before they read the directions on the box.
I prefer that you just use toy cleaner. It's what it's made for. That's what it's made for.
No, they're not going to Google first. They're going to call their friend. Bitch, how you clean
this? How you clean this shit? That's facts.
Yeah.
I've done that shit before.
Then they might Google and they might call somebody else.
I've Googled before reading the directions.
A lot of toys are made out of silicone. A lot.
Yeah.
A lot of them. My silicone is a rubbery filling to it, mm-hmm. which means that it can break down.
Mm-hmm.
Which means that if you don't clean it properly,
mm-hmm.
you'll start breaking it down, and you don't want to use a toy that's broken down and the material's coming off. If your toy
Because your vagina will absorb all that shit.
Yeah.
Throw that shit away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do listen. One of my favorite bullets, it's not silicone.
And the one, and he'd be like,
"Oh, yeah. That bitch got bullets. That it's like you driving a car."
I got a bullet in my bag right now. I wonder if it works.
She got a car on her pussy.
I have a bullet, so to speak, that you can submerge underwater, and you don't hear it. It just go.
But hold on.
I promise God.
But it's going ham, right?
You be like.
Dead in the
Hey, let me explain something to y'all. Got two kids. They don't hurt shit. Mama. Huh?
What? Go to bed.
It's charged. Y'all see that?
Jesus fucking Christ, what's it doing?
Is it 24 karat or 14 karat?
That bitch is breakdancing. What the? I'm gonna put it on my shit. The bitch is bouncing off of my fucking phone.
But let me tell y'all something. Let me tell y'all something about that bullet. Listen up.
That is doing Morse code. Y'all don't even know it.
I'm about to touch this to my... Hold on.
But here's the thing. The bullet is can't... I just took it out the package, y'all. I ordered that.
It's just strong as
fuck. Listen, I forgot to put it on the website.
Is it a AA battery or a AAA?
What batteries?
Oh, is that a hearing aid battery?
No, there ain't no batteries.
Is that a V9?
Right. Hold on. My hand, the sensation's still there.
She said,
"It's like somebody jaw they're shivering. Shit, I still hear it."
You said you
the maintenance man.
What?
What's he gonna come to do?
From raggedy to riches. No. Hell yeah! Wait a minute.
Check it out on YouTube.
Check the movies out on YouTube.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
yes.
I thought this was a porno. Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah.
Have sex, you know.
Y'all see that? She asked me if it's, this one ain't no battery. These are rechargeable bullets.
That looks like an iPhone case. AirPod case.
Price, why you put the bullet in here? Comes in a case. It wasn't the strongest one, though.
What do you put that on?
Huh?
That's what I said. Is it a V9? What is it?
Right here. Look, that's the strongest one. Now it's a rechargeable. We don't do batteries.
We like to keep the environment safe.
We do rechargeables around this part. I want y'all to see. Listen, that
USB capable.
That shit. Right. You can try to fight that bullet all you want to. That motherfucker get you out of there in 3.5 seconds and you be asleep.
Look, I'm going to need for you to meet me at the store at 5 o'clock. At 4:57, we're going to start.
Holy shit.
4:59, I'm done. 5 o'clock, I'm at the store like, hi.
I have shivers. Like you drumming on the pussy with
you
that.
Sure are.
She said, you sure are. You sure are. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, NeNe. Yes.
This is why I can't bring them nowhere, y'all. Because we're going to get y'all some education, some funny, some all
but yes.
That.
Never know. So again, you know, if you are watching this, or if you're going to watch the replay or what have you, everything that we're saying, we're not saying it to be nasty. This is pretty much pure dope education. Like I said, we have met tons of women, tons of men, and it's a lot. It's mainly the younger people who we have saw or have found to, they just don't know. I have met so many younger women who do not know what a gynecologist is. I have met some. He's silly. We have met some younger women that don't even know what a physician is or what a primary care physician is.
Yeah.
Seriously, they don't understand. They don't know the acronym, which is PCP, and think it's a drug. I'm like, no, sweetheart. I'm a primary care physician. Okay. You know, GYN gynecology. They don't know.
Listen, let me tell you something about that too. Okay, let me tell you something. Okay. So if you do have a PCP. Your PCP can, depending on your PCP can do your pap smears.
Yes.
Your PCP can.
Yes.
You do not specifically have to go to OBGYN, GY, whatever you want to call them. Mm-hmm. Gynecology. You don't specifically have to go to one for your pap smear.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a kicker. Your pap smear, with your pap smear, it's mostly to test for cervical cancer.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah.
Some doctors automatically test for some STDs.
Yes,
that.
Some.
But...
two.
But the two main STDs.
Gonorrhea and chlamydia.
Okay, listen. So here's the thing. You have to tell your doctor that you want these other tests because a couple of them actually have to be blood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you have to tell your doctor, listen, I want a full panel STD check.
Yeah.
You have to tell them you want the full thing because when they're doing a pap smear, they're not testing for every single thing.
No, they're not.
And like I said, a pap smear, a lot of people are under the impression a pap smear is an STD check. No, it's actually test for cancer. It's to check for cancer. Like I said, your PCP can do this. Your gynecologist can do this. Mm-hmm. There's two doctors that can do this. Mm-hmm. Whether your PCP is some of them nurse practitioners, physician's assistants, whatever you want to call them, they can do this. You don't necessarily have to go to a gynecologist. Gynecologists can do this as well.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes your PCP may refer you to a gynecologist because if you do have anything else going on up inside your vagina, the gynecologist is a vagina doctor.
Yeah, meaning, that's to see a specialist.
Meaning, if you get a pap smear or what the old folks say, your yearly annual, and it come back negative or it come back, what's the other word? It's not negative, but it's something abnormal.
You mean abnormal?
If it come back abnormal, then that's when they will either do it again or they'll refer you to a specialist.
Yeah.
And the specialist is usually, depending on what's going on, but usually you go to gynecologist. Gynecologists got a lot more, you feel me? They pussy doctors.
Yeah.
Because they also baby doctors.
Yeah, OB.
Where the baby comes from?
Yeah,
the pussy. Mm-hmm. But they know more. PCPs most time are broad range
general
doctors.
This is the basic.
A lot
almost
of your PCPs can do just when you sick. They can do. They do a lot.
Z-Pack.
Now here's the thing: the gynecologist actually went to school to study the pussy.
So it's
different doctors.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? I have an OB only because I had a baby. So my doctor was doing well with my check. So I was getting my STD. I was getting my PCP. The minute I had a baby, of course, my doctor can't do that no more. So guess where I got to go? I got to go to a pussy doctor. I'm going to keep calling pussy doctors.
The pussy doctor.
I'm going to be a pussy doctor. They're actually, I don't know, you know what I'm saying? If there's a lot of them out there. As nurse practitioners, a lot of times do specialize in vaginas too.
Mm-hmm.
Nurse practitioners can write prescriptions.
Nurse practitioners and general physicians, they actually learn about everything.
Yeah.
But they do not specialize
in
vaginal health. That's where the gynecologist comes in. They specialize OB, in GYN, vaginal health.
GYN, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
Which the obstetrics part.
That's the baby doctor.
That's the baby
that's
part.
That's the baby doctor.
The GYN. Is the other part, so OBGYN.
That's the one that put that what
work it down then.
Well, obstetrics and gynecology.
The speculum, is that what that's when they put that speculum in like this and it open
you
up real wide like that.
I don't give a fuck how old I get. That shit's uncomfortable.
It is.
I'm learning right now. I didn't know.
And we
didn't
push out babies. That's uncomfortable.
Yeah, I've never pushed out a baby.
Listen,
so
let me tell you something. If you're thinking about, if you're young and you out here and you're thinking about getting pregnant, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something about babies.
Who is young and thinking about getting
pregnant?
Okay, not judging. Not judging.
Because listen, okay, because my last trimester. You know, I'm getting to my once a week appointment. So I'm in my last few weeks. My last four or five weeks. You know, I go to the doctor once a week.
Once a week, uh-huh.
Listen, fuck the speculum. They don't got to put that motherfucker up.
Jesus.
That shit hurts. Huh?
Yes.
Listen.
They fished you.
They want to feel if the baby's crowning or where the baby is. They take their hand. And they go all up in her.
Yeah.
Like
you're basically getting fisted with the hand.
Yeah. So I was like, with the open hand.
With the open hand. But and here's the thing. Yeah. So just imagine this man, like I'm talking about y'all, I almost cried on the table every time, dog. And then when I get to the hospital to get ready to give birth.
They do it again.
My water broke.
The nurse did it.
And here's the thing. I had a male doctor. The female nurse hurt worse than the male doctor. Bitch, if you don't quit touching.
When I went into labor with my daughter. I was a nurse. She wanted to see how dilated I was. And I was having contractions, okay? She said, come here.
Just did it. They just,
I'm going to throw the fuck up.
They just ruined it.
I promised the guy her whole arm. I said,
arm in your body.
I was having contractions. My water head broke. So I was in her dying. And I said, I know you got to check the baby. But you got to check the baby. Like, that shit ain't.
Can you just give it faith?
That
like,
shit
can
ain't
you
comfortable.
Just ballpark it?
That shit ain't comfortable. That's why when people be like, I ain't getting no epidural, bitch. Where? The epidural at?
Where I sat? Where that? I was having contractions. I holler.
On the silver
bring
platter,
here.
Bitch.
Bring it here. Why got time? How many do what? I
yes.
Need. After that epidural, y'all listen, I was in heaven. Cause I ain't feel shit.
Not a damn thing.
Shit, but that shit. Listen, so that's the pussy doctors gotta go through.
Oh my God.
That shit hurts though, y'all.
They're at risk of getting smacked.
But them speculums don't get more comfortable. Don't care how old you get.
They don't.
They don't get more comfortable.
Now see, when we was growing up, they had the metal ones.
Yeah, huh? And then they got the little plastic
ones. And now they got the plastic
ones. They look like alligator teeth.
Yeah, when they click, they.
Yeah.
And they lock it.
My pussy. Yeah.
When we was growing up, they had metal ones.
I just did a kegel and kept that shit closed.
I did. Yeah.
What? You should have just took that shit.
I'm not releasing the kegel right
don't
now.
Don't rock with it.
Okay.
Don't rock with it.
I can't really. Okay. Listen,
don't rock with it.
Jesus.
I can't feel my bottom half right now. I'm real fucked up over there.
This is real shit. This shit happened. Listen. But the speculum doesn't get no easier.
No.
Don't expect it to get easy as you get older. It's something you got to do.
And it don't get smaller. Because once they find out that you're having intercourse and when you're having babies, it gets bigger.
What?
Yeah, it gets bigger.
Now, see, if you're not having sex, they get the little tiny one that open up like that. And they do that.
Yeah, they do that one.
But if you'd had a baby.
Listen, let me tell you something, after women have babies, listen, let me tell you something. I'm gonna tell you my doctor didn't give my baby a chance because they cut my vagina. I didn't even get a chance
what?
To split. Doctor was like, my daughter was only 7 pounds, but my doctor was like, fuck that, we're not gonna get clipped.
Yeah,
my vagina bounced back, you feel me? I got walls. Because the myth,
and you still have to clean yourself.
Yeah, the myth of the whole women not having walls thing. There's no, listen, we all have walls.
Yeah.
Now sometimes walls are just a little more open than others.
Yeah, a little bit more wide.
And sometimes you just might not fit in them walls. It might be you.
It might be you. It might.
But, ladies,
that's a sermon.
Ladies,
it just might
be
you.
Be you.
Get them kegels together, though. Get them kegels. Listen, especially, I know a lot of y'all into squats. When you squatting, squat down, release. Squat up, kegel muscle. Squat down, release.
Okay.
Squat up. You can, you feel me?
Okay,
you can
down, you're right,
Yeah, squats help. You get in the ass and you tighten your pussy.
I didn't even think of that.
You feel me? Get in the ass and tighten your pussy.
I'm gonna be in the gym tomorrow. I'm gonna try to shit out.
And be careful because you might have what they call a corgasm. You know, when you're working out, you have
I'm gonna come right there in the middle of the fucking gym.
Area. I mean, when you're doing kegels,
I always stop myself though when I feel.
Doing kegels already can cause. That's why I tell people be careful using them at work if you do them because you can have an orgasm from that.
I never have, so. It's probably just because I ain't been doing them long enough, but I'm nervous not doing them in the gym. Probably just.
And if you do, if you do happen to get kegels and yonis, listen, like they said, they keep the yoni eggs in sometimes days. Yeah. I suggest if you do kegels, don't keep them in for days. Don't no more than 5 hours per day.
Because that's still a toy,
right?
That,
you know what I'm saying? Like, and I take 5 hours. Though. I don't even mean 5 hours at a time.
But here's the thing, though. Some of those yoni eggs don't even come out.
They make yoni eggs. That's what I said. The kegels, yoni eggs are different. Because here's the thing. They make the
Benoit balls, you mean?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Yes.
The actual balls. Yeah, because Kegel balls, Benoit balls, you might see the name interchangeable.
Yeah. Yeah,
because the name will interchange the Kegel, Benoit. You'll see them. You'll see toys under both.
Yeah.
Now yoni, but they're made out of the reason why these toys are made out of silicone and stuff, and sometimes metal and stuff. Sometimes metal. The yoni eggs, a lot of times, are not made out of those kinds of materials.
No, they're like rock or crystal.
They're made out of different materials, so they're safer to keep up there. Because here's the thing: what they tell you with a yoni egg is when it's ready to release, it will release itself.
It will.
And that's why
you have no control over that.
Have sex
I wondered
they,
that. I wasn't
some,
sure.
Some people have sex with a man.
How? They Sway?
Do. Some people say that their male partner can't feel them. But my question was, well, what if he's well endowed?
Well, that's what I wondered.
For the young people, that means what if he's big?
That's what.
I guess it's similar to the Moreno. You know, I'm saying, but you know, when some people have sex, they can feel the Mirena of their partner.
Yeah, it moves.
And so I'm guessing that the egg goes up. Because here's the thing. The reason why the egg can go up and not come out, it ain't going to get lost. Anything that goes up will come out. Yeah. It can't get lost.
Gravity.
Don't think it's going to get, there's nowhere for it to go.
Oh, my God.
You can get it out. Sometimes you might need help.
And hold on, let's pause for a second. The Benoit balls. Nor the Benoit balls, nor the yoni eggs, can be inserted into your cervix. Let's stop there because the Mirena, the IUD, is what goes inside of your cervix,
so the
sperm cannot travel to get you pregnant. So when you insert a yoni egg or a yoni pearl Benoit ball, it's not going up there.
It'll stop before your.
It's not going up there.
Yeah. I had a Mirena.
The cervix is a muscle that opens. Okay.
Yeah.
And it has to be contracted as contractions to make it open. And that yoni egg is not going to go.
The opening typically is very, it's very, very, very small. Very tiny.
It's not going
to
go in.
So, yeah, like you said, it has to be. That's when the whole baby thing, that's another conversation.
That's facts, yeah.
So that's, but the egg, it can't go up. It can't go up there. It's not going to get lost because it can't. There's nowhere beyond the cervix. You can't get nowhere. Cervix is like a brick wall. Even though you're going to call it a brick wall, it stops there.
Yeah.
If you ever lose something in your vagina, it's there. You got to find it.
And I'm glad you said a brick wall. Let's pause for a second. Men, all of y'all can't touch that brick wall. Okay? I'm going to say it again.
Preach
if ain't nobody
preach
heard
up.
It. Men.
Tell them.
Yeah, no, I knocked the bottom at that thing. No, you didn't.
No, you didn't.
And some of y'all gotta Maiden. Be more gentle because y'all do be hitting that wall. Y'all know that girl
was
like,
calm
oh,
the fuck
shit.
Down.
What is that?
Yeah.
Man, hey, sometimes that sharp pain hit different when you
see,
hit
what
you
it's said. A thing called, it's two things called ovaries. And see, when you go to the left, you're hitting the ovary. When you go to the right, you're hitting the ovary. So pay attention to your woman's body, her facial expression. All facial expression ain't good.
No.
If she go,
if she look horrible.
You hurting.
She's in dire pain.
Oh, I was hitting that wall. No.
No.
Ladies,
get over
if
it.
If it's too big to sit on, know yourself, man.
Yes.
Now, let's get into when you arouse, your vagina expands twice its size.
Yes.
some dudes are just too well endowed, and sometimes that shit just hurt. Just own up to that shit. You feel me?
Sometimes you can't sit straight up. You got to go to die.
Facts.
You can't sit straight up. You got to go
in at an angle.
Yeah. You got to do one of them.
Got to ease it in, bro.
But you control that, too. So you on top. You control that. Yeah. You control
that dick.
You can control, listen.
Control that shit.
This is when they say that y'all the devil. Women are the devil. When, listen, if he's trying to pull it out for a reason, let him pull it out. Don't take the Kegel muscle and start squeezing. Don't be that. Don't
you
be
rude
that
bitch.
Don't do that. Let that shit go.
I must have missed that memo.
It depends on who you are. But if it's just somebody you just fuck, let that shit go.
I missed that memo.
And I just want to say, if y'all having sex and you came first, she fucked you. She beat your shit.
I've done that before.
She beat you. I just want to say, that was like a side thing. I just thought of that.
Look.
Because y'all niggas be like, yeah, I tore it up. No, I told you up.
Right. And if I don't call you back. And I've done this before too. But that was long, long
she
long time
beat
ago.
The shit out of you and moved on.
Come back.
Facts. That was a good one.
Mama got hers first, Jody. Well, Mama, how come I didn't see him again? Mama got hers first, Jody. That's it. That's all. I said what I said. That's why you didn't get a phone call back. Bro, I beat you. You didn't beat me.
Sometimes, you feel me? But yeah, so listen.
You was the one tearing up the pillow, not me, bro.
I think we got a lot talked about tonight.
You was the one curling your pinky toe, not me, bro.
What she said, if it wasn't snapping?
Man, let me tell you, bro, she was wet. I did it by myself.
I was thinking about that next.
I did it by myself.
And listen, ladies, once you in tune with your body,
yes,
your girl's not gonna get wet for everybody.
Nope.
Once you in tune with yourself, she's not gonna get wet for everybody. She'll dry.
And you know what? Let me say something about that. A lot of people have been told this myth that once you have a hysterectomy, you go dry. Let me be the first person to tell you that is a lie.
Okay. Is that really a myth?
That is myth.
It's going around.
Some women have experienced dryness.
They have.
That's not guaranteed across the board.
No, it's just not.
Nothing's
guaranteed. When it comes to your girl, nothing's guaranteed for anybody. So when somebody says something about their girl parts, it may not be included. It may not be exclusive to you.
Yeah. Right.
You may not have that issue. But they have ways. Here's the thing. You know how many people with hysterectomies is fucking? Women with hysterectomy fucking and wet. That's ways. You see? That's ways. Don't think that your life is over because of that. Because I want a hysterectomy.
No. You can either get a yoni steam that will help, or you can drink lots of water that will help. Or, well, a lot of people don't understand, it could just be the person that you're having
sometimes
sex with.
That's true. That person.
That's a sermon. Could be the person.
Hallelujah.
Well. It could be the person. Well. You know. And I thought, you know, when I had my hysterectomy, oh my God, you know, it's over. I'm going to be dry, yada, yada, yada. No.
You are a woman.
Yeah. And I was in tune with me. I was in tune with her. But because, you know, she was telling me, and listen to your bodies. Telling me, hey,
hello.
Something ain't right. It's him.
Listen to her.
Yeah, so I went and drank some more water. I went and got some lube. Hey, bitch.
What's going on down there?
Talk to me. Something ain't right.
But you know how to. I didn't had intercourse and somebody couldn't get in. Well, I tried. My mind said lock up. I locked it up.
Well, yep. I tried.
He kept trying. I'm like,
nope.
I said it's not working. Mm-mm. He was like, what's wrong? You.
You are what's wrong.
Like at first it was Danny, you know, you said that one thing, you're like, this is fuck now.
It's not me.
The door's closed.
It's you.
She's not opening up. And they was, why is she so tight? Close the bitch.
Listen.
Shut up.
Bro, let me tell you, bro, I went over the chick out, man. She was so damn tight, bro.
We allowed to not be into you.
Lock that shit up.
I was about to get it with a nigga once and he pulled out Vaseline for lube and I was immediately like, oh. She's closed for the night.
Check, please.
Just get some, listen, water-based lube. Just get water.
Or just lick it up. Damn.
Yeah, you can lick
just
it. You
go.
Can spit on it. You can.
Don't being lazy.
Lube.
Go lick
you
this shit
lube.
Up.
You can definitely lube it up. And ladies, don't be scared.
Natural.
If you do have to use lube, do not be scared to use lube.
Communicate with your. Hold on, are you telling people to talk in their relationships?
Oh man,
Damn, that's sexy as fuck.
Are you telling the young people to actually sit down and have a conversation?
God damn, that makes me horny.
Are you actually telling the young people to sit down and get to know their partner?
Damn, that's real porn. That's real porn.
That's
real porn right there.
That is.
I said that shit.
That is. Because a lot of folk don't talk no more. They just, oh, he cute. I want to smack. Oh, I seen him with them grays, but oh, he cute.
They think it's corny to have a conversation.
Yeah. Oh, you lame.
I talk, listen.
They think it's corny to tell a nigga how to please them or, you know, or shameful.
And you know
or
what?
Ooh, an inconvenience
hold on,
for them.
Real quick. A lot of men, think, oh, I'm going to do her like this. No, baby. No, that's not what I like.
The last chick like that, but I'm a whole different chick.
Right, you know, don't do that. Well, I was beating it up. I don't want you to beat it up.
You're not beating this up.
Ladies, know what you like, because here's the thing. I'm going to tell you, just for me. I'm a person. Do I like slow sex? Yeah, I like slow sex. I like some slow, long strokes, but sometimes I like when he come in there, he puts a pound on me. He put me to sleep. Sometimes I'm going to
give
like
you a prime example.
Shit.
What's that movie, Belly? Is that what it was?
Yeah,
and remember when he met, what was his name in the Belly? And he went up with Keisha, and it was and they were sweating, and Keisha was done. Yeah, there you go. And Keisha's hair was like this, and she said, ooh, bitch.
Sometimes. You can mix it up. You can long stroke her. And fuck the shit out of her.
You can get real creative. There's not one way to have sex. There's not one tempo you need to stick to. There's not one position.
But always remember to go and pee afterwards because that helps kill some of the germs and bacteria.
That is facts.
Y'all ain't never noticed y'all always got pee after y'all have sex.
Oh, did I say that? Did I tell them to go clean themselves?
Did I
say that?
For the longest, I just always needed to go pee. Like, when I was young and shit, well, I'm still young, but, you know, I've always just needed to go pee. Now I know it's a necessity.
But, yeah, when you are done having sex, your scientists have said you actually supposed
go piss
to go,
it all out.
To go to pee it out. Now, let's say this very quickly. Your urinary tract, your urinary system is different from your reproductive system. So don't sit there and think, oh, I ain't going to get pregnant. I just washed this nut away. No, baby, you didn't.
You know, bitches would sit on the toilet and they used to piss it out.
Yeah.
I got the nut out. That motherfucking sperm ran, bitch. That shit gone. Yeah.
It was that one. It was that one that said,
marathon.
It was that one. I ain't going back. I ain't going back.
Little
hit.
Flipper was getting it.
Pregnant.
Yeah.
Motherfucking hit.
And then she on the toilet and she
plus
the
pee
she
come from
hole.
The pee come from a complete different hole.
Completely
bro.
Different like, hole. Next talk about a man. Now, of course, because he has that one vessel, there is actually a muscle, a lot of men don't know, that it's like a little door. It flips on and off like this. It's a little door. And that actually, one vessel, one muscle, if you will, one tunnel, actually allows semen to go through, and then a little flap go this way, and then a little pee come out.
That is so cool.
Yes,
if you look at some diagrams.
Yes.
Yeah, I'll see.
Are you telling them to pay attention to the anatomy body?
Oh, man.
Are you telling them to Google the male anatomy?
So, look, we're going to close this up, but I'm going to tell you, in layman's term, what we've seen tonight is...
Keep
clean
it clean.
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 Shit.
Clean.
Know the difference between your vulva. Your vulva is the key that holds everything.
Mm-hmm.
It's all called the vulva.
Mm-hmm.
The whole thing is the
not
vulva.
Your uvula. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah.
When Cardi B said, "I want you to hit that little thing that's swinging in the back of my throat," that's a uvula.
That's a uvula.
Hey, though. That shit. I be saying that. You feel me? Hitting it, it don't sound bad. I hit that little thing in the back of my throat.
Like a gong.
Damn. Yeah, I want a nigga. Why would that thing in the back of my throat get hit, though? You feel me? Yeah.
Clean Bye. That, too.
But,
gargle.
Yeah, gargle. Listen, clean. And then like, so clean your girl, fellas. Clean your dicks. Clean dicks matter.
Yeah.
Clean pussies matter.
That's a stand on t-shirt. Clean dicks matter.
That's beautiful.
We're going to get some shirts, man.
Please get some shirts.
Clean dicks matter.
I like that.
Because they do, y'all.
That would sell.
Clean dicks matter.
Yes.
And if actually,
I'm gonna wear that to the march.
Here's the thing, LaKeisha Nicole, who does Miracle Yanni, actually has a shirt that she has. I can't remember what it says, but it says something: "Thou shall not have sex or something if thou pH is unbalanced, vagination, something." Y'all need to go get
hell yeah.
Thou shall not have sex if that if thy pH if thine pH is off.
Yeah,
go, I like that.
It's in the back pages of the Bible.
It's in vagination.
It's vagination. Yes.
Yeah, it's in the back pages.
I like that. I like that.
Go get one of them. We gonna start creating quotes.
Yes. Yes.
But clean dicks matter. Clean pussies matter.
Thou shall not have intercourse.
Dove sensitive skin soap is your friend. I don't need all that fragrance shit.
No.
Sensitive skin is your friend.
Rock your pheromones,
and hold
ladies.
And hold on. I love Bath and Body Works. Don't get me wrong. I love Bath. But it's for my body. Okay? It's on my body. It ain't for my pocketbook.
Have different wash rags. More than one wash rag.
Start it from your hair to your face, your body, your monkey, and your feet last. Get donor? Yes, I do. Yes, I do. That's the shirt. You shall not use two rags.
In the same day. Is that what you said?
No,
the same
No. You shall not use one rag for your whole body. You don't do that.
There you go.
Two rags matter.
I don't even use it. I use my hand.
Them loofahs is just for your body. Don't be trying to do nothing else with them damn loofahs.
Well, you know, it feel good and it's massaging.
If you lightly massage your clitoris,
say
yeah, you might. It's cute.
I mean, if you, it's better. Bye. I mean, I'm saying them loofahs is. I'm talking about, but they rough. You feel me?
Yeah.
So you gotta be lightly
calculated. You have to be very, very.
And be careful, don't get it caught on your person.
Yeah, you have to be. Ooh, careful. You have to be careful with them loofahs.
You know what? Hold on, real quick. That's what
I don't even have a person.
That's what we need to talk about. If you got a person on your monkey, make sure you clean it. Okay. Make sure you move it. You know, you get around that skin.
Oh my clit.
And even though we didn't talk about foreskin, you want to make sure that you move, either take the ring out or you push it back and you get around that piece there. Yeah, I didn't see it. I told you. I didn't see it.
Did you see a swollen clit?
Yeah.
Because of,
But yeah, no, I don't have nothing. Like I said, I don't have nothing against loofahs. Just be gentle down there when you wash, especially if you happen to wash your clit with a loofah. If you happen to do that, be gentle. It's just a little, you feel me? Some of them is a little rough. Some of them is rougher than others. Just be careful, because your clitoris is sensitive.
That big yellow one with the big old holes in it.
Some of them,
so it depends on, but be careful. Your clit is sensitive. You know, she's sensitive. Be precious. She's precious.
She's precious, y'all.
She's a precious pearl.
That's what I was saying.
She's the reason that most of y'all have orgasms. Not me, I have orgasms both ways.
She's the reason y'all hurt.
Facts.
She the reason y'all here.
That's what I was saying earlier. A vagina, like, it should not be such a term, like, such a chill term, a casual term.
Vagina should be a regular used household term.
It's not no more. Again, like I said, because social media has consumed the younger generation, that they don't talk about it no more. They're not worried about that. All they worried about is I'm cute. I got this 27 piece in. I got my baby hairs laid down. You know, that's all they worried about. They're not worried about nothing else. And that's the sad part.
Yeah.
That's the sad part.
And if you came in late, listen, y'all, just FYI on Facebook, I do have the episode part of it on my podcast channel. So y'all can go to my website and get everything if y'all want to watch the video. Y'all can listen to it while y'all in the shower, while y'all at work or something.
Or y'all can do what while I do when I work for that insurance company. Y'all can put your headphones in, but y'all can still have y'all work up at the same time and they don't know what you're doing.
Facts, right? You got one in, one out.
Heather, your numbers are so high. I know
that's right.
We're going to do this again.
Yes.
Basically. Oh, let me conclude my shit. We are done. Thank y'all so much for tuning in
Bye-bye. To
our collab. Wet Wednesdays with Amira, The Amira Show, and Nene at Night.
And just saving Nene when mine's going to pop up.
And we had Heather on the microphone tonight. Wheel mwah, 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 yes. Mwah. Say bye, Heather.
Bye.
It's all love.
What they say?